Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews at chazandajinthemorning.com. Candy eating beer drinking bear.
All right.
I don't know if the bear's a dumbass or the people in the cabin, but a bear broke into a Tennessee cabin and the guests were inside.
Oh, good. They're home. Hey.
In Connecticut, that bear gets taken out into the woods and the bear goes to a much better place.
Yes, it does. Not going to a farm, though. No.
Right.
Bear farm. Yeah.
We're going to take this bear out and we're going to take a little walk, have a little talk.
Yeah, how you doing?
Michelle Ebhart and her husband rented a cabin with another couple in Tennessee. While the husbands were golfing, the wife started, they were hanging out in the cabin, and then they were startled by a bear that broke through the locked door.
Go! Bear's got skills. Right, the first time he's done that.
They must have been cooking something, or something smelled good.
Delicious.
The bear doesn't just say, I'm going to pop through this door.
I'm curious how they decorated the place. Let me see. Yeah.
Yeah, they were only cooking like 3 pounds of bacon at the time, you know.
Right. Yeah, bears don't like that at all.
No.
Everybody loves bacon.
They had chili going bacon, as bacon, well. Bacon.
Exactly. No idea, right? It's hot dogs.
Yeah, hamburgers were cooking.
Right, stuff like that, right?
Ribs. Maybe,
yeah, there was a pie on the sill in the kitchen cooling off.
Yeah, exactly.
Because everybody knows
steaming.
The bears love that pie on the sill cooling off.
So one bear broke in and pounded the door and broke in. Three other bears were on the porch.
Oh, see that? To a spokesperson.
I'll go in this
they
time.
They dared him.
Right, were
one.
They running watch?
Right.
You know, look out. They were lookout?
Dude, go ahead. Go ahead. I got
watching. You hang here. I'll handle this.
I'm watching. Someone comes
they're
by.
They're ladies. They'll probably nice. They'll just give me some groceries.
They're just going to
we're a little
man.
Down on our luck.
Dude, be really funny.
It was like the Scoutmaster and then the Cub Scouts.
Right.
Like they were learning how to get in.
Literally Cub Scouts.
This is how you do it. You break the door down.
Right. The Weeblows were there, yes.
Wait until the men are away.
It's like a field trip.
Exactly right. Here's how you do it, kids.
Police were called, who eventually got all of the bears from the area. And Michelle described what happened when her friend noticed a bear at the door.
She just started pointing, and I was like, what? And so I turned and looked, and there's a bear just, like, putting his full force on the door. And then the door opened. I called the owner, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't know. What do you do? There's a bear in here. And he said, what do you mean there's a bear in here? I was like, there's a bear in the cabin. I don't know what to do.
You can charge extra now, that's for sure. Yep.
There's a bear in the cabin, and I don't know what to do.
Here's where that ring alarm doesn't exactly work.
Oh, I need you to leave the premises, bear.
Yeah,
I see you.
I think that would be my move. I think I'd leave.
Yeah.
Right?
You
have the keys to your car, and if the bears aren't near the car, it's like, okay, goodbye.
Yep.
Or you can
give the bear the bacon.
Bear the keys to the car.
Right.
Hey, get out of here!
Say there's a market down the street.
Exactly right.
Way more food than we do.
Exactly, yeah. Then we'll set you a plate.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything we've got in here, we got there.
Or just
throw
all the food out the window. They'll go after the food. They'll leave your house.
You can't do that because then they'll keep coming back.
But
then they'll keep coming back.
Well, you figure a way.
The guys are coming back from golf, and they see the wife's car coming the other way with four hairy people in it.
Right.
Man, we got to open these salons.
Exactly
this is getting bad. I don't even reckon.
Do you see their nails?
My wife anymore.
They got to fix their nails, man, big time. Yep.
This is getting bad.
They've been scratching trees with it.
So what did the bears go for?
They got 5 pounds of Reese's peanut butter cups and 1 pound of M&Ms and 2 pounds of Sour Patch Kids and 2 bags of potato chips, 2 beers and 2 Diet Cokes and about 20 Zyrtecs.
2 Diet Cokes after all that.
They had a house full of junk.
Right. Zyrtecs.
Yeah. How long
they're
are
having
they
a bear
in
party.
Cabin?
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot of candy.
That's a lot of junk food.
Even just the
first hungry.
Item was 5 pounds of Reese's Pieces or peanut butter cups.
Yeah, but all the sugar, they're not pooping in the woods at all today. I can't get anything out.
There were some happy bears.
Yep.
Reese's Pieces, beer.
Right.
M&M's.
Then there was some like Sour Patch. What is this?
I don't know.
Oh, those are delicious.
Oh, those are great ice cream, man. Oh.
So good.
No.
I love those.
Yeah. The watermelons are the best kind, because then the other ones, you get flavors you don't really like. But
the
Sour
beer
Patch
had to
watermelons.
Be in a cooler or a fridge, no?
Had to have been, yeah.
I mean, it could be stacked up for later use.
Could be. Right, that's the older beer I broke in. And your kids get these sodas, I got the beer.
Maybe it was one of those soft coolers, you know, like one of those zip-up guys.
Right.
Or the guys come back from golf, all this stuff is gone. They're like, you're not going to believe it. It was a bear.
Right, sure.
It was actually three on the porch, too.
Right, sure. Yeah.
What do we do? How do we believe this?
Yeah,
oh, you got to smash the front door in.
Yeah, we know.
You're watching Lifetime, drinking beer, and you ate all the candy.
Right. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Yesterday, we had a couple of hygienists on, and they were... They were ready to go.
They seem psyched.
The dental offices are opening May 20th, and they were ready to rock, saying that there are a lot of safety precautions in place, and they're ready to see their customers. I've been getting a lot of emails from hygienists saying, not so much.
The exact opposite,
they don't really want to go on the air, but this is how they feel, you know? Yeah. We have one of them on the phone now, and we're going to leave you anonymous, will we? Or you don't care.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Erica.
Hi there. How are you?
Good.
Good. Listen, I want to thank you guys so much for putting it out there to your listeners, the risks that we as dental hygienists have, as well as our patients' risks during this pandemic right now. And thank you again for getting Governor Lamont's real view on dental offices before the ADA and the CSDA got to him.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yes, it did.
We'll go find him.
It's interesting.
He said on your show, he knows the right thing to do. He said on your show, we should be in phase three or phase four. We do not belong, based on his guidelines, in phase one. And just so you know, the ADA and the CSDA does not represent dental hygienists. This is nothing but dentists here.
Gotcha.
And yes, we don't fit into the guidelines of phase one. We are the highest risk. It's close proximity. And he's letting the dentists run this show. He's telling all the other businesses to follow CDC guidelines. Do you know what CDC guidelines say about dentistry right now?
I couldn't imagine.
Postpone all elective procedures and only emergency care at this time.
See,
that still stands.
Right.
But that's the ADA is trying to change that now, too.
Are they why would they have so much influence on the governor?
That's a very good question.
Have you seen his teeth?
I don't know the answer to that.
Right.
But he really needs to use some common sense right now. Not like he said yesterday, let's let this play out. He doesn't think people are going to come in. Guess what? As soon as he gave the green light, our schedules got booked solid.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, we were talking to two hygienists yesterday who both said, packed solid.
Yep.
Packed solid. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love what I do, and I can't wait to get back to work. But we want to do this safely for the general public.
Yeah.
You know, our patients are like our family, and we're in the highest risk category, and that puts our patients at risk based on the aerosols that are created during dental work.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my thought was this was more about the people who are going to make money.
Yep.
And less about the workers.
Exactly right.
You know,
yep.
That's exactly what it comes down to. The ADA, the CSDA, this is run by dentists. They want to get us back to work as quickly as possible. And you wouldn't even mind, the guidelines are not specific still, even with all of our meetings and everything. Everything is just recommendations. We know the danger of the aerosols in the air. And it's, you know, recommended that they look into air filtration systems, if possible. It's not even a requirement. I mean, this is a tricky virus. We just don't know enough about it yet. So what harm would it be to wait a few more weeks to get your teeth cleaned? For the safety of the general public in the middle of a pandemic.
And yourself.
You know, that way we can learn more about the virus, hopefully obtain rapid testing so we could test everyone before they walk into the office.
Very good idea.
You know, and we just want to make sure that we've spoken more about the dangers to the public right now, and the fact that no matter what type of PPE we have, there's an inevitable amount of risk that can't be avoided in a dental office.
And what are you going to do? Are you going back to work? Or are you sitting this out? Or
well. I work in several locations, so it's been a little different for each one.
What do you mean now? Oh, so you're like a hired gun?
Believe it or not, most of us hygienists work a few part-time jobs.
Oh.
Because they don't want to pay our insurance benefits or anything. Oh, so we have to piecemeal our jobs together. So on top of it, we're in several locations where the guidelines are different.
Different everywhere.
Right, and you're spreading it around. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And even the whole discussion with the PPE and everything, we still are using one. This is the ADA talking here, their toolkit, which is their Bible, that we are to wear the same lab coat and the same N95 mask all day long, unless it's visibly soiled.
No, that's not what I heard yesterday. They said they're disposable and they're going to be changing between each patient.
That's the disposable ones. The linen ones, they're recommending you wear all day long unless you actually see something on it.
I don't want to see a hygienist with a linen one then.
In that case, then I'm going to make sure that thing is dirty every time.
No different than the masks. Right. It is the exact same thing.
Right.
Oh.
So this is what they're having us do right now. And again, they're not speaking for us. So they're not speaking for their patients. They're ready. They want us back in there because that's how they get their work.
Just so you think
people
it's easy?
People come in to have their teeth cleaned. Exactly. You have the exam. We find something. Then you go see the dentist. This is how they make their money.
Well, we have this ADA president on now. Ashley, are we working on that?
Not the ADA, the president of the Dental Association.
Yeah, the CSDA there.
Brand new.
Yes,
newbie.
Brand new. Right. And as soon as the governor got off of your phone call that day, he immediately contacted him.
Uh-huh.
And that's when the governor said he misspoke. Exactly. I don't know what power he has over this, but this is common sense, Governor. We do not meet the criteria for phase one.
Exactly.
Wait a few more weeks and let's see how this plays out.
The dentist's office don't have to provide this, right? And you don't have to go to work. Just playing devil's advocate here.
Well, aside from losing your job.
Right.
Could that be yes?
Right.
Okay.
Yes. So, you know, if we don't want to lose our jobs, we have to go to work. Otherwise, they're taking it as your resignation.
Tell us,
it's
new guy.
Not like you can...
Tell us, new guy. Hey, think it's so easy? You do it. Watch how fast he changes his tune. No, it's okay. We'll wait. We'll wait. Yep.
What's that?
We'll wait.
Exactly.
He'll be like,
what was that?
He'll be like,
wait, how am I supposed to?
No need to rush this. No need to rush this.
All right, the governor will be on at 8:20. I'll ask him about this.
This would be wonderful because he's the only one with the power to change this. He's the only one.
I have a feeling it's too late.
It's not too late.
It would be a bad look for him, right? Let's think about this.
So when we had.
I don't disagree with you, but I'm saying he came on Wednesday, said, dentist's office, I don't know, it's hard, phase three or four.
Right.
Then he flipped it.
Then changed, and to go back now, I think it's too late.
I think he'd be a hero. I think he should change his mind.
I think what we'll get
about looks, though.
My thing is, and I got to go to a break here, but my thought is what we'll get tomorrow is what happened. How did this change?
Yeah.
What's the information in front of him? That one said, now we could use blow dryers in the salons.
Right,
and two, the cleaning's not that bad.
Right, right? Exactly.
So,
right. And let's not forget when we had the AIDS epidemic, the ADA fought the CDC and OSHA in wearing even masks and gloves at that time. They used all the weight they had to try to change that. But guess what? The governing bodies ruled. We should be following the CDC. That is, all the other businesses have to follow the CDC. Why not us?
Right.
That's weird.
I'm with you.
That's weird. I appreciate you coming on and speaking up. A lot of hygienists are emailing and, they're concerned, but
they're
no one wants to come on and speak about it. So I appreciate you.
But look at you.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for getting the word out there. You guys are great.
All right. Thank you, Erica. Right back at you.
Jazz and AJ News.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. All right, so here's the new news that hair salons will now be able to use hair dryers.
Well, look at that, new news.
At first they couldn't, now they could.
Now look at that, see that?
Apparently a lot of people complain, but there must be some evidence that it won't create the problems that they thought, right? They wouldn't say you can't have a hair dryer.
It all depends on the hair frizz.
And then say you can't have a hair dryer just because people complain?
Yeah, I don't care. Use them.
We'll find out. Governor Lamont will be on the show tomorrow. We have lots to ask him. Hygienists, some want to go back. Some say it's not safe. Cromwell mayor wants things to open up. So there are lots of schools of thought, and we'll talk to the governor about it tomorrow.
Yep.
When will shopping malls reopen in Connecticut? Does AJ know?
Hello.
They can open May 20th. Not all of them will. Quote, Our teams are diligently working on our plans to safely reopen our communities on May 20th. However, the well-being of our guests, tenants, and employees is priority, and we will not open until we are ready. That's from the Sono Collection Mall.
That is a big place to police, because no one walks in one direction, even when before this whole thing started. And plus, you got a whole bunch of things you got to clean off, people touching everything. That's a mess. I mean, that's a full-time job right there. And they gotta hire crews and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, like, walking police.
Plus, like, how are you going to use, like, the elevators or, you know, everybody's got to be in one place.
The escalator.
Right?
The escalator's got to be tough. Like, you can't clean that railing off.
But if
you're cleaning that rail, you got to just stand there as it goes by.
That's the easiest job right there.
And then your Clorox wipe gets dry, and you have to pull another one. And then what, do you run up the stairs?
Exactly.
And work your way back down?
Exactly. Or you just hold on until they go out of your hand?
Well, I give them a lot of credit for saying, well, hold on.
Yeah.
We're going to figure it out
exactly,
first.
Exactly, yes. Absolutely, yep.
Yeah. There's a CCSU petition, or it's a petition by students of CCSU. They want a partial tuition refund to all the students. Can they get it?
Can they?
Norm Pattis is on the show. Do you think they'd be successful in getting some money back?
For tuition, probably not. For room and board on their dormitory fees, probably. And the analysis goes something like this. They entered into a contract to be provided an education. They didn't have the educational experience they wanted because they were sent home midterm. But I believe the university continued to offer them remote learning opportunities. And those remote learning opportunities, while not ideal, are probably sufficient to say that CCSU honored the terms of its contract. We promised to give you 15 weeks of exposure to biology or whatever the course was. Midway through the semester, you stopped going to class, but you had access to our computerized research or our computerized pedagogy. And that's an education. And I'm hard-pressed to see why CCSU should eat the cost of providing that. As to the goods and services attendant on the dorm, I think they've got a better claim.
Yeah, you know, the dorms they're getting back, right?
Right.
And then the food plans.
How about the books?
Yeah.
And that stuff they're getting back.
Right.
But as far as the tuition, I'd say no. I think they're likely to lose that claim. Mm. And I think they should.
Just say, well, they taught them a lesson.
Mm. Well, no, it's not what anybody wanted. But, you know, you analyze this under terms of a contract. And what is a contract? A contract is a promise that the law will enforce. So I've agreed to pay you tuition in exchange for educational opportunity. We both agree to make our best efforts to perform. An act of God or an act of nature intervenes and it changes our relationship with respect to one another. Did it change it in such a way as to result in one of the sides not performing their contractual obligations? I don't think it did.
Let's do this.
Okay.
I am representing parents of all these kids, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to pay you, Norm Pattis, $1 million to win this case because I just want to make a point.
Yes.
Now, what's your argument?
My argument is you should probably call another lawyer because it's a loser. But to make it
really
you've
never taken on a loser for good money.
Come on,
no, that's not playing the game. So the game, what would be the argument? Look, an education isn't simply what you can get from a textbook. I could have gone to any online university and decided to take classes at home, but the contract I entered was a full-fledged educational experience where I could share with others the thrill of getting to exposure to new materials, learn from my fellow classmates, be exposed to diverse points of view, and not simply be educated in what's in a textbook, but being educated in the folk ways of the broader world, being prepared to adopt the role of a full-fledged, well-educated citizen in the United States. We put the country on pause while we cope with this pandemic. And while you let me read the book, you deprived me of every other aspect of the educational opportunity. Yes, I had access to the professor online, but I didn't have access to a classroom. I didn't have access to study groups. I didn't have access to everything that
makes
college. But, the lab, the library, all the other attendant services.
And so now we're talking.
Yep, exactly.
while I applaud the university's effort to continue on in the face of this pandemic and accept the fact that they're entitled to something, I'm entitled to at least a partial refund. I have not been given the education that I bargained for. Certainly, we didn't plan on COVID-19 occurring. However, it's unclear to me why I should bear the responsibility of that, and the university should enjoy the benefit of my funds.
There we go.
No keg party.
It's like buying a Lexus and getting a Kia.
Right.
Although Kias are great.
Yeah, they're nice.
But you don't want to pay Lexus money for
no,
them.
No, of course not.
No.
That's all reasonable.
No, if I wanted to go to Arizona State University and study in my parents' basement, I would have signed up for that class. I signed up to go to Central, and I signed up for all that that entails.
There we go.
Social experience and the keggers, for goodness. You know,
exactly.
I tried to have a kegger with myself in my parents' basement. It just didn't work.
He could fight either side, I think he'd win.
Yep, not one freshman 15 in the bunch.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, give me that million. Show me the money.
Right. Oh, wait. Did I? I hope I didn't enter a contract.
This was imagine dollars
in the mail, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Norm's been laying low with all the courts closed. What have you been up to? I've been getting pictures of birds from Norm.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of bird watching, a lot of reading. I'm starting to take care of, I've been out riding around on our tractor, moving this thing and that.
That's the best.
You're a bird voyeur now.
I'm a bird voyeur. That's exactly right. No, I mean, we've had an indigo bunting show up in recent days and a nice and very spectacular oriole. I find, I've had a good time. But I'm getting antsy, I'm thinking it's time.
I mean, I knew
it. Ringing and every now and then, I get a phone call from somebody, throw that red meat on the floor and I'm ready to roll. So I'm ready to return if and when the courts will have me.
Six weeks ago, you're sending me texts like, I think this is it. I think I'm done.
Yeah.
I like this life thing too much.
Yeah, now he's meeting Judge Judy and arguing the court.
Yeah. I knew he needed he had two high profile clients that
huge.
Were making full speed.
Yeah.
And, then he took a break, and then now he's ready.
Yep.
So
it's been quite a roller coaster ride. The year began with clients where if I sighed too loudly, people said, Pat has said this, that, and everything else to, absolute isolation for 8 weeks. And it's been quite a roller coaster ride. So, if the roller coaster takes me to the top of another hill, I'll go for the ride.
That happens to a lot of people who retire.
Yeah.
They think this is going to be great. And then they start spending time at home or with a wife. They're
I
got to get out of the house.
That sucks.
The problem with you is you can't just be half in it. You got to be full in.
Yeah, all or nothing.
Right. Big cases. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what the future brings. I've had some interesting phone calls in the last week or so. We'll see if anything comes of them.
Well, the birds are going to miss you.
They are.
Yeah, they will. But they'll be fed. We've got enough bird food here for the apocalypse.
Where's that guy in the bushes again?
Right. I thought the bird feed is
the guy in the bushes with the camera and the binoculars
taking pictures of our babies.
Yeah. Oh, there goes our landlord again.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought you're not supposed to feed the birds, right?
No, bears.
No, but the bears will come around.
We got to bring the feeders in.
You could put the feeders up in a tree, but they'll knock the seeds all over the place, and then the bears right down below.
Exactly.
I will send you a picture of a bear walking up to our house about 2 years ago. This thing weighed about 350 pounds, and he's walking up like he didn't have a care in the world. So we've seen a bear out here. We've seen, we've had the foxes are around a lot. Lots of deer, as always. There's a bobcat in the neighborhood. I'm getting to know all these guys, not up close and personal, I hope, as to each of them.
I got my neighbors on a shirt.
It's been a nice break,
It's funny, though, nice the animals all get together. They're like, don't go over there. There's a lawyer.
He'll eat you alive.
He will.
There's a snake over there.
All right, Norm, good to hear your voice. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Will Noonan, Boston comedian on the show now. How are things with you?
Good morning, boys.
Good morning. Hi, Will
Noonan. Lady.
And lady, Ashley, and Phil, and... And all flies and insects in the studio right now, whatever's available.
That's what that was. Okay.
Good.
They got nothing to feed on. The counters are cleaner than they've ever been.
That's true. It's true.
Man, another day. Another day in Groundhog Day, Bill.
Yeah, you guys are still on lockdown, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're still in lockdown. There's been talk of fleeing to New Hampshire for haircuts, maybe throw a bowling ball.
but I'm sticking in Massachusetts. I'm really sticking in Boston. I haven't really left Boston.
New Hampshire has a whole different world going on, right? There's very little cases. They never had a spike.
Nope.
Yeah, it's wild. I think it has to do with the fact that most of them live in cars up there. They're
in trailers.
They're sleeping in their trucks.
Exactly.
With their dog. No, I don't know. It's so weird like that. I know Vermont really didn't get touched by it too much. Maine. And it's like, who knows, you know? At this point, there's so much bad information going around. I just wake up, I drink coffee, and I just count the hours until it's time to smoke more pot and go to sleep.
See, there you go. See? You got it down to a system. That's
I do
good.
The same thing. I'll eat and then start talking about what the next meal will be.
As you're eating that meal, you think of the next one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jennifer, I'll have lunch on a Saturday. So what do you want to do for dinner?
Yeah. I had a friend who was like a union construction worker, and he used to always say, he's like, oh, man, I love work. You know, he's like, I go in. He's like, I think about what I'm going to have for lunch, and then I have lunch.
Yeah.
See that?
It's kind of what like.
And he's unionized.
Like.
AJ and I used to make fun of our office staff back on Long Island.
Yep.
Because they'd all come in kind of late, and then it would take them 15 minutes to unpack.
Uh-huh.
And then they would start talking about break.
Yep.
And then they would start talking about lunch.
Yeah, what do you want to get for
and
lunch?
And the whole day was just planning other stuff.
Around food.
No work.
Yeah, no.
No work.
Right.
It was never work.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yep.
It's true.
So a lot of us are going through that now. I heard
I know, it's weird.
You guys are going to fill your time by getting a puppy?
Yeah, we're one of those people, man. I've baked all the bread I can bake, and I've been in contact with Ashley the entire time because it's so hard. It's actually really hard to get a dog right now. It's like everyone's trying, even rescuing, which we did. Everyone's trying to do it. It was harder than getting the apartment. We had like 14 references. They were calling like people. They were calling people I'd met 10 years ago. They
it's like adopting a baby.
Exactly right. Your parole officer, everybody. Yep. Drug dealer.
Yeah.
Yep.
They actually offered us 4 children instead of a dog, and we were like, no, we're dead set on the dog.
Right. You can have this dog or these 4 young kids.
You live in an apartment, right?
Yeah, we live in a fairly small apartment.
That'll be fun.
It is, you know, it's so funny. It's such everyone on my block. It is how people are. Everyone on my block got a dog during quarantine. And I was like, well, I want to get a dog too. You know what I mean?
There's going to be a time where we're not in quarantine. And then mommy and daddy not around anymore.
Exactly. And dogs are having, you know, separation withdrawal. Yep.
Yeah.
I know. Luckily for our guy, I'm a comedian, so I'll always be around during the day.
This is true.
He will have no shortage of buddies on the street.
I'm so excited.
A lot of honeys to sniff. Yep.
So, are you already have your sights on the dog and you're waiting for the paperwork, or the dog's? Where are you in the process?
We're already. He's paid for. He's on his way from Tennessee. We're picking him up. It'll be a week from Saturday.
Now is he quarantined when he first gets here for 14 days?
He's quarantined for 2 days when he gets up here. And then I don't know if it'll change, but you got to see the way we're picking them up, man. It's like picking up. I don't even know what to compare it to. It's like a bank robbery. Like we pull up, they come out and put the dog on the sidewalk, and then they walk away, and then we pull up and get the dog. And,
like a bomb squad.
And, yeah, the dog whispers the code word to me, and as long as it's correct,
I take him home. That's funny. Yeah, you're in.
Yeah. He's like, the code word's Chaz sent me. I'm like, get in the car. Let's go.
Does the dog come pre-named, or do you have something sort of lined up?
Does it become what?
Pre-named. Is it old enough to have a name?
I thought Phil said pre-maimed. I'm like, we're trying not to maim it, Phil. We want it to be as healthy.
It's coming from Phil.
Right. Yeah.
Well, the dog's coming from Tennessee. So.
Yeah.
It has a little name, but because he's only 2 months old, we're going to change his name. Right now he has a Hawaiian name, Maleko. And being I love South Boston, but, you know, they're a little afraid of foreigners. So we're going to change the name. We decided, and I think you guys will love this, we decided to name our new puppy Sam because we're going to name him Sam after our Uncle Sam, whose stimulus check allowed us to buy this puppy.
I love it.
How clever.
Absolutely
that
love
is.
It.
Right.
I thought you were going to say Sam Adams.
Right.
Well, you know, that's a nice bonus. You got a lot of different great Sams out there, but this one's a real big thank you to our Uncle Sam. And
wait a
minute. Every time I look at my pal Sam, I'm going to think, you know what? Oh, COVID paid for this guy.
You're missing the old, the whole point here. Brady. That's the number one name for a dog. Brady. In Boston?
Yeah, Tom Brady.
You yell out Brady in a park, right. 18 dogs are going to come running. That's true. Yeah,
and children.
Plus, I'd be afraid he'd eventually leave me.
Oh, my God, he's back. Brady's back. Brady's back.
Have
oh,
you
my
checked
God.
Tampa?
Oh, my God, he's back.
Just offer him enough money.
He looks different, though, but he's back.
The dog keeps threatening it's going to run away.
Yep.
If we don't pay it more.
Exactly right.
When is the dog getting delivered?
So next, it'll be the 23rd is the day. I wish we could pick him up today, but he's got to travel. And, you know, this whole coronavirus, obviously, just there's no travel. There's no air.
I want to talk to you every week now. The barking, the chewing, the pooping, the peeing.
Oh, yeah.
And then
the
dog. Let's get pee-pee pads.
How do you get that?
Yeah, the next apart? Tuesday, I'll be calling you guys from the roof.
And then there's a dog doing that.
Yeah, right.
Will told me this yesterday, and I think I came across too strong because I just started texting him in all caps. After
you always
he told
do.
Me
no.
He was getting a dog. I'm so excited.
For the puppy. I was like, actually was as excited as a puppy, so I was like, this is good. This is getting me ready for the excitement level. Yeah. And I'm excited.
Yeah, clean up for the house.
I already bite. I you know, my girlfriend bites. I bite. We're biters. Yeah. We're gonna be fine around here.
See?
I was going to say something, but I think I'll just leave it.
Yeah, sometimes it's better. So.
You know, as I said the biting thing, I was like, what are you talking about, Will? You stink in the morning.
This is why you sleep usually.
Well, I got to go, but we want to talk to you next week and, you know, get an update.
Of course, man. My pleasure. This is a blast. I love talking to you guys.
So we're linked up to all things Will Noonan. He's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The Instagram is always hysterical.
All that.
Will Noonan, Boston comedian. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, guys. Be well.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Tommy Lee, Motley Crue drummer, just put his mansion on the market.
Uh-huh.
And there's a video tour, which is pretty cool. It's only 2.5 minutes long, and you can see it on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page. Jonathan Carbeauty.
Ah!
Our old buddy on the phone now. Hey!
Hello! Good morning.
My God.
How are you guys?
Good. Did you take a look, and what do you think?
I did. I took a look last night. It's, beautiful, gorgeous house. I'm not sure how many people need a 10,000 square foot, 6-bedroom, 8-bathroom home, but one of the things that really struck me was that central atrium with the retractable roof.
That's what got me.
That was interesting.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
For me, it was the driveway, how big it was in the pool.
That atrium.
In a piano-shaped pool.
Yep.
All right. Oh, I didn't notice that.
The piano?
Oh.
Okay.
I just thought it was a weird shape for a pool.
See, I saw a donkey.
The only thing I thought looking at the pool is there's no way that water is clean.
If you have this kind
dump
of money,
it.
If you have this kind of money,
sterilized,
I'm sure
refill
someone keeps
it.
An eye. Yeah,
chlorine. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, lots of chlorine.
Did they see who we bought the house from? Like, why is it a piano shape? Because he's a drummer.
He plays a piano.
But did he have that
home sweet home?
In? Yeah, he plays one
that's
song.
A good point. It's a good point.
Not even really good piano.
All right, can we go back to the house?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right, so the atrium, that is a really cool feature, right? You press a button,
right,
and it opens up, and you're basically outside, inside your house.
Yeah, for me, I leave the windows open. We're good.
Right. In L.A., you don't want to do that in New York.
I think there was like a koi pond, too.
Yeah,
so the koi pond there was. Yep.
That's
a big
nuts.
Koi.
Who's taking care of those?
I'm sure somebody's taking care of those.
Yeah, there's just a ton of sunlight in that house. Even with that closed, like the skylights that are in are massive.
But yet parts are really freaking dark. And I did not expect to see the decor that he had for a rock drummer. It looked more like something like a Greek shipping tycoon would have in his house.
You know, you're right. I was thinking the same thing. For like a drummer of a rock band, it was very reserved.
I didn't see that. I saw like, you know, Dionysus, you know, or, you know,
the
Aristotle,
statues
or whatever,
were weird.
You know. Yeah.
Right. You'd think there'd be more guitars and things hanging on the wall.
It was very
records.
Dark. Yeah, yeah.
Or they brought in a professional stager and just redid the whole place before they put it on the wall.
Yeah, they got rid of all that.
That's what Jonathan does. He'll walk into a house and say,
This isn't going to sell.
We need to, let's make some adjustments.
This whole skull thing you got here, we got to move that.
Yeah, that pentagram, the naked lady probably should go.
Yeah.
There's a lot of red and black,
Those closets in that bedroom was surprisingly, it was suspect. It was too tidy.
Gotcha.
Yeah, right. That's a
nice closet, though.
Getting this up, right?
Yeah, this is the guy who, in the dirt, said, you know, wake up, get drunk, trash your hotel room, pass out.
Yeah.
This place is
one
nice.
Of the things that we, you know, L.A., I mean, I know real estate's at a premium, but, you know, you look at a 10,000 square foot home like this spread out on a 0.28 acre lot. It's, you know, it's like a postage stamp. It's like a quarter acre lot. I could only imagine, you know, how close those other homes are.
Yeah, plus it's on top of the hill. He's like the top of the hill. He's got an amazing view.
Jonathan Carbeauty of Carbeauty & Company Realtors on the phone taking us through Tommy Lee's $4.6 million mansion on sale now in L.A. What else did you take from checking out this place? Atrium's nice. Pool's nice.
You had, the full professional recording studio with isolation booths and separate control room.
Oh, that was pretty nuts.
Not so something cool. You find every day.
No.
You can play any time of night you want.
Right.
Oh, if you come home hammered 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right, that has
right
to
now.
Be soundproof because the house
exactly.
is on such a small piece of property.
Exactly.
Right.
You can just wail 3 o'clock in the morning.
What else?
And an adjacent home screening room as well.
Yes, the movie theater.
Is that something of the past, though? Because that was like a 6-seat movie theater. I think people just want to give me a big flat screen, give me a couch.
Yeah, what kind of movies
let's
are
all
watching?
Sit together, right?
What kind of movies you're watching?
I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Is that a thing of the past, the movie theater in the house?
I'd take one.
I don't know. I sold a house recently in North Haven, Connecticut, and that was one of the selling features.
Oh,
had
really?
Eight-seat home theater.
In North Haven?
Beautiful. In North Haven.
Yeah.
So 6,000 square foot house.
See, I see that and I'm like, give me a place where I can watch a movie with a bunch of people right next to the kitchen and a bathroom.
Right.
You mm-hmm. know, I don't need, you know, the movie theater. I thought that was like kind of like a bowling alley. Like it was a thing for a while.
See, I still want
a rich person
alley.
Thing.
I want a bowling alley.
Yeah.
All well, right. There's that and then right behind it is like that big, beautiful bar. So there's this amazing bar, like yeah. as you're walking towards that movie theater, whatever seating area,
yeah.
right behind those seats is this incredible bar.
Yeah, that's where you watch the movie from.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
And then downstairs, there's a wine cellar dining area. Did you see
one
that?
Of the things he had was that lower level garage and I, you oh. know, and they conveniently, and I think they did this on purpose, took a beautiful picture of his Harley Davidson motorcycle.
That is a freaking nice bike, man. Oh, yeah. Nice chopper. Yeah.
Yeah.
That comes with the house, man, please.
Right. So that's stuff you could ask for, though. You could say, leave all the recording equipment,
right,
leave the motorcycle.
Right, take the car. I don't care about that one, but the bike was nice.
Well, I think the house is a bargain at $4.5 million.
Oh,
I think
really?
He started selling it back in 2016 for like $5.8 million. I think if I remember correctly.
Yeah, according to the story, yeah, it was higher.
Huh.
It's funny too because you know price reduction is $500,000. You know here our average price reduction. Usually we say you know $10,000, $15,000 price reduction, but his average price reduction is $500,000.
Jesus.
Did you see the video or read the write-up and think that the agent missed something?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think at the end of the day, most people are looking at the photos. I mean, it's really about the wow factor, and most of the buyers know what they're looking for. So, you know, I could hire a professional copywriter to write the most eloquent description. Most people won't read it. They'll just look at the photos or video.
That's true.
That's what I do.
And if you're dealing with a client with Tommy Lee money and you're looking at the black and the red and the dark green office, would you say, hey, why don't you give this these areas a fresh coat of paint?
I definitely would.
Yeah.
I definitely would. If he didn't bring in a stager, which would surprise me at this level, I would have brought in a stager, and they would have picked the paint colors, and they would have went to town.
Right. You would think that dirt beach. Oh, maybe this didn't make the. Have you ever had a house like with a dungeon in it, and you didn't post the pictures of
what
that?
Do I do with this?
I picture like chains on the wall and stockades and
stocks and stuff like that.
Like the weirdo room. Yeah.
Whips and
the
feathers.
Tommy Lee
whips and feathers.
Man
yep.
cave.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
There may be a secret room.
Right.
It could be.
Ooh.
It could be.
Yeah, you push another button, another
right.
direction.
Right. Yeah.
This whole wall opens.
Yeah. Yeah, you move the statue. Look what happens.
That's cool.
Right. I didn't see any reference to Home Sweet Home either. You would think that they would make that reference in the write-up.
Yeah, actually, that's a great idea. That's
right.
a great idea.
Yeah.
They missed that part.
All right, Jonathan Carr Beauty. Thanks, man. We're linked up to all things Jonathan Carr Beauty at WPLR.com and 95.9TheFox.com. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime.
Oh, boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
Okay. It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. The double rainbow guy sees the end of his rainbow. Or something like that. He died.
He died.
That's basically what I'm saying.
He died.
Does anybody remember Double Rainbow Guy?
I vaguely remember him.
I
vaguely.
Vaguely.
I definitely remember this guy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Would you have a good time with it?
I do not remember him. Paul Bear Vasquez, the Double Rainbow Guy, whose viral YouTube video reacting enthusiastically, to say the least, to a set of rainbows in Yosemite National Park back in 2010, died Saturday. Cause of death not been released.
Went to taste the rainbow.
Was hit by lightning.
Right. Away from rainbow! Where all these angels come from? Oh, my God!
That video was watched 48 million times when this was written up. Now that he's dead, probably another 10 million.
I'm going viral!
That doesn't sound that impressive anymore because now they have these, like, music channels where, like, you know, Taylor Swift releases a music video and it's got a billion views in, like, a month.
Yeah, right. that Gangnam-style guy.
At the time, though.
Like, but when, a guy with no name.
Exactly.
Just right. Doing something stupid in a park. 48 million is pretty good.
Yeah, it's not incredible.
Bad. Not bad.
Yeah. Do we have a clip of that video?
Double rainbow. Oh, my God. It's a double rainbow all the way. Whoa, that's so intense. Whoa, man. Wow. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
I would have clicked off this already.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Whoa. Oh, my. Oh, my.
I should have pooped.
I'm impressed that 48 million people clicked on that.
Sat thing. Through that, yeah. Must be a nice rainbow he showed.
He probably watched it 47 million times.
I think he did, yes. And the rest of the Earth was family, yes. Right.
Yeah, I would have clicked off that 5 seconds in. Yep. Yeah, I'm out.
Yep. It's 3.5 minutes long, the original video.
Jesus.
No, never. Never. Well,
that's who he's with right now.
People, you have to start valuing your life.
Seriously.
Your time on this Earth.
Right.
It's one of those things, it builds for me, I don't know, like when you're listening to a guy talking for like 20 seconds or whatever that clip was, you're like, all right. But like when he goes on for 3.5 minutes and the only thing he's talking about is this rainbow, it's like, yeah, dude, we've all seen a rainbow. Why are you going so nuts over it?
Yeah, I've
he
seen
starts
a double
crying.
Rainbow.
Yeah, how do we know it was
really?
Wasted?
Oh, you got to find, can you get the video?
How do we know it wasn't wasted?
I hear the crying
part. He was seeing double anyway, you know?
What's that noise? Is he near a wind chime?
Apparently.
You're going crazy.
Oh, man.
What kind of acid was that?
This is insane.
Really?
First of all, good luck finding a date.
Exactly,
nope,
right?
Never going to happen.
Right. Imagine this first date.
Yep.
Oh, you're the double rainbow guy.
Bye.
Check, please.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I hate everything about this video.
When I said I wanted a sensitive man, this is not what I meant.
Oh, wow.
Yes, they're sensitive and wuss bunny.
Why would people watch that? Because they want to goof on him?
Maybe.
It's hysterical. Because he's clearly on mushrooms or something.
He had to have eaten something, yeah.
Oh, if he's on mushrooms, then that's
big
cool.
Difference. Is he wearing pants? Is he wearing pants? Right.
I think it's just a normal dude getting emotional over rainbows.
Then he tries to walk through a mountain. Oh!
Yeah.
Right. I can pass through this tree. Oh!
I believe I can fly.
That's how he died. Right?
This is the description on the video. It was rainbowing for at least an hour on January 8th, 2010.
Yeah, he's tripping.
Rainbowing.
Wow.
Yep. He's tripping balls big time, yep.
The camera could not capture the vivid intensity and brightness. Look into the mirror. Look into your soul.
Yeah, look at the orange sunshine you just had. There you go. Yep. Barrel acid much? No.
I love this. this guy.
There's too much good stuff to watch and care about.
Right.
It was just different in 2010.
How long is this video?
3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Too long.
Exactly.
That's 3.5 minutes of your life you're never going to get back.
Never going to get back.
It's like, oh, my God, a cow. Yeah, it's a cow. Right. I mean, it happens.
It's going to go moo, by the way.
They walk in fields. Just, they eat grass. They get milked or eaten. Either one.
And it's because tails are going to
go. What is this?
Where the hell is
oh
he from?
No, what does it mean? It means the sun's out and it had just rained.
Actually,
that's what it means.
Yeah.
He just
He
just had a York peppermint patty.
Like, if he was locked in a basement prison for 50 years and then he walks out, or he's Nelson Mandela and he's released from jail, and then there's a double. Okay.
That's a big deal.
There's a meaning to this.
Right.
This is a very special moment.
Right. This guy just licked a stamp. Boom.
That's right. This guy's out walking in a field, eats a mushroom, and then the next thing you know, 48 million people.
Oh, my God. Giant frog.
It's rainbowing.
Giant frog.
Oh, my God.
Actually, he was
that's if someone, if someone spilt a milkshake on AJ's car at a car show.
Right. No, they'd be dead.
Oh, that'd be anger.
It's a big difference, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, this is someone coming out of like being in their house for 8 weeks.
All right. So AJ gets down, goes, gets a chili dog, and then drops it on his feet.
Right.
He's wearing flip flops.
The pain.
Too much.